All right, you guys were, I hope you were paying attention to the readings. So can you guys tell me who the names of the two prophets were in the first reading that were prophesying in God's name? You remember their names? You want to ask your parents? Are they listening? No, I'll ask easier questions. It was Mildad and Edad. They were the two prophets that were proclaiming. I'll ask you easier questions than that. Will you listen into the gospel today? That's really important. Because Jesus gives us a pretty tough message today. Jesus' message is for us is that he wants us to go where when we die? Where? In heaven. We want to be with Jesus, and God wants us there. He wants us to stand in heaven with his son and our mother Mary and with all the angels and saints. They want us in heaven. Okay, so in the gospel today, Jesus says, look, if you don't follow me, if you don't do my commandments, then you might end up in that other place. What's the name that Jesus calls it today? He says it three times in the gospel. What does he call it? Okay, the eternal fire. He's got a name for it. We know what that place is. The place where the devil lives. The place is called hell. We don't want to go there, do we? Jesus says in the gospel, look, if you sin, or if you cause others to sin, you might end up in Gehenna, which is his word, which is his term for hell. We don't want to go there, do we? Jesus says in the gospel, look, if your eye is causing you to sin, what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to rip it out. You're supposed to say, I don't want this eye anymore. No! Here's my eyeball. No! Do you want to rip your eyeball out? No. How many of you raise your hand if you want your hand to be chopped off? How many of you want to go to heaven? Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Adults too. Parents, any of you want to go to heaven? We all want to go to heaven. Okay, so you can put your hands down. Okay, so for us to go to heaven, we might have to make some changes in our lives. Jesus says, look, if you are sinning, if your hand calls you to sin, chop it off. Because you don't want to end up in Gehenna. You want to end up in heaven with me. So that means that we need to look inside ourselves. What changes do we want to make? What changes can we make to be more like Jesus? So I've got some items here in this backpack that I'm going to need some help. Do I volunteer when I pick something out? Yes, ma'am. Why don't you come up? Come on up. Let's grab something out of here. What are some changes that we might make? Why don't you reach into this pocket here? These are some things that might cause us to sin in our lives. What is that?
Money.
Now, how might money cause us to sin? Do you have any ideas you want to ask your friends? You could phone a friend. There's a lot of hands right here. You want to ask them? How does money cause us to sin? People can steal it. People can use this money and say, you know what? I want to be rich. I want to buy me an awesome house. I want to buy me an awesome car. I want to use all this money for me. Does that cause us to sin? Yes, it does. How can we live like the Lord? How can we use this to help others? What can we do? Yes, ma'am. Spend some, save some, donate some. Who can we give it to? Who could we give money to?
Well, if you have a family, you could buy it.
You can buy it for a family? What else could we do with it to proclaim the kingdom of God? What else could we do with it? Yes, ma'am. You can give it to a store who's collecting money for the poor. That's awesome. What else can we do?
We could share it
when the collection basket goes by at church. We can drop some of these in there. We can do that too, okay? So you can take some of your allowance and share it with the poor. And that's what we do. That's why we have a collection. So we can share. What else can we do with the money to share it?
We can give it to the poor.
We can give it to the poor. You want to help? You want to grab something different out of the aisle? Come up. No, you behind you. Yes, sir. Come on up. What else can we do? What else might cause us to sin that we could change? Why don't you grab in this pocket right here an item, and we'll see if we can figure out what it is and how it causes us to sin. What is that? I know you know what that is.
A remote
control for what?
TV.
A TV. Do you know how much TV the average American watches per day? Do you know how many? Does anybody know? Do you want to ask your friends? Does anybody know? Yes, sir. I'll tell you, 3 hours a day. We spend 3 hours a day in front of that box. And what's this button here do?
Turn it on.
It turns it on or turns it off?
On.
The TV sometimes causes us to sin, my friends. Sometimes we see things that are not good. And so what our Lord tells us, instead of chopping off our hand or chopping off our foot or pulling out our eyeball, he says, turn the TV off. Might be a good idea. Maybe it'll help us in our way of holiness. We do a lot of things with the TV. We watch movies. We play video games. We watch some educational stuff, and sometimes it's good. But sometimes some of the things we watch, not good. 3 hours a day. That's like going to mass three times a day. That's how much TV we watch. That's crazy. So our Lord says, look, instead of chopping off your hand and pulling out your eyeball, turn the TV off. You can do some cool things. Do you want to help me? You want to pull something else out of the bag? What else do we have?
Something on Smile of a Child.
We could watch some good shows. There are some good shows on TV. What else do we do that causes us to sin? Oh, what is that?
It's a toy.
It's not a, what kind of, what is that?
It's a ball.
It's a what kind of ball? So how does the soccer ball cause us to sin? I'll tell you. Sometimes we go to soccer games instead of Mass on Sunday. Sometimes we go to soccer practice instead of eating dinner with our families. Sometimes we go to Texans games at Reliant Stadium without going to Mass first. Sometimes we leave early so we can catch kickoff. Sometimes sports cause us to sin. And what our Lord says is, what's more important? Sports or my love? What's more important, your journey to go to heaven or doing what you want to do? The Lord challenges us. The Lord challenges us. You want to draw one more item? Come on up. What else causes us to sin? So we have money, we have TVs, we have sports. What else? Same pocket. What else is in there? What is that? A phone. And what do we do with the phone?
We call people.
Yeah, right. We call people. That's what phones are intended for. But you know how we use phones now? We cyberbully, that's a good answer. We text, we look at the internet on our phone. The phone's a good toy. Phone's a good tool, not a toy. It's not, but there are some cool games we can play. But one of the ways phones lead us to sin is it keeps us from talking to each other. How many times you've been at dinner and you've seen somebody texting during dinner in church, texting, maybe? Hopefully we don't do that. So what are we supposed to do? Shut the phone off. Talk to our friends. Something else we do with our phone is smartphones have this capability to get on the internet. Do you know how many hours a day an average American spends on the internet? Do you know? About 3. The average American spends about 3 hours on the internet. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes not so good. We see a lot of bad things. We see things that we probably shouldn't on the internet sometimes. And so what we're asked to do in order to grow closer to the Lord, shut it off. Turn it down. So my question is, now that I've told you some ways that we can change to grow closer to the Lord, what can we do to replace the TV or the phone? What else could we do? Do you want to help me? Yes, sir? Why don't we draw out of this pocket? What could we do that would be better than some of the things we already do? What do you see? Can you get it? You want to just, why don't you pull that one out first? What is this? That's awesome. Look, we're Catholics and we know what this is. That's awesome. This is a Bible. And what do we do with the Bible? What do we do with the Bible? Do we put it on our coffee table in our home so the dust can gather?
No.
Do we put it on our coffee table to keep the table from floating off?
No.
We have a Bible to do what?
To read it,
to study it, to pray with it. My question for you, I want you kids to raise your hand. Do you have a Bible like this in your living room? Do you have a Bible like that? Okay, and then I want you to keep your hand up. If you spend more time reading that Bible in the living room than you do watching that TV that's right in front of you. Be honest. Do you spend more time reading the Bible than you do watching TV?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what our Lord's telling us. Put your hands down for a second. Our Lord says, look, open up my word. Listen to my scripture. Listen to my stories. It's okay to watch some TV, but spend some time in prayer. I have a homework assignment for you. Students, I want you to tell your parents at least one time this week, let's turn the TV off together and let's read something out of the Bible. Let's do that so we can draw closer to the Lord. I don't want to go to hell, and I want to go to heaven. And so I'm going to do things in my life that's going to help me get to heaven. And one of those things is this awesome book right here, which is a great testimony to us and God's love. Spend some time with the Word. Spend some time as a family praying. What's another thing you can do as a family? Okay.
I don't have a Bible.
You don't have a Bible. Then we need to get you a Bible. Okay? All right. I have one more thing in the bag. You want to pull it out? What else can we do? What can we substitute for? What else can we do? What's that? Do you know what it is? Do you want to ask your friends?
It's a rosary.
It's not a necklace.
It's a rosary.
And what do we do with the rosary? Yes, ma'am. We pray it. My friends, to pray the entire rosary takes about 18 minutes. That's a little bit more than half a TV show. That's about 5 commercial breaks. Maybe as a family, you can sit down as a family and pray the rosary. Pray for the salvation of the world. Pray that our Lord may change our hearts. My friends, as we continue today to celebrate, we thank God for all His gifts, and we ask Him to help us to draw closer together so that we can follow the Lord's love, because we want to go to heaven, don't we?
Yes.
And there's lots of ways that we can do that. So I'd encourage you, your homework assignment is to talk to your parents, talk to your families. Say, we want to spend some time together as a family, substituting those things that might cause us to sin with stuff that's going to lead us closer to the Lord. Thank you guys very, very, very much for your attentiveness. You can go back to your seats.